So the two Americans, when do you think you leave?
I leave tomorrow, you'll stay till Friday.
Good. Why? You can't. It's difficult, huh?
It is difficult.
Yeah. That is where our interest goes, you know. What is difficult? Who makes it difficult?
Me.
The Kilesas make it difficult. But the moment you say, you know, the Kilesas, it's you, yeah, then of course you know it is difficult. But the difficulties only arise in the mind. Huh? When there is only Buddha, there is no difficulty. When there is only the breath going in, breath out, there's no problem, there's no difficulties. Yeah? But the moment thinking starts, and then it creates all these difficulties, all these problems. Yeah? And this is something, you know, when we really want to go forward in meditation, this is something that we really have to learn. Yeah? Not to give in, yeah? Not to give in, not to believe these stupid thoughts that come up. Oh, my meditation is bad, you know, I mean, maybe I should rest, you know. I mean, where are these thoughts coming from? Huh? Maybe I should go, you know. Well, when you go out, you know, I mean, don't you think you have dukkha? Huh? The same thing, yeah? I mean, wherever you go, you take all your burdens with you, yeah? It doesn't matter, you know. The environment is different, but, you know, the problems are the same, yeah? And here in this environment, I mean, you can tackle these problems very easily because the mind is not so easily distracted by all these smells, sounds and sights, yeah, that we normally have, you know, when we are in the world. Then we see, we go to the market, you know, and then we smell the food, you know, we see these things, you know, and they entice us constantly, and then we can't see the dukkha that is underlying there. I mean, why do I want something? Because there is dukkha. I'm not satisfied. And this is something that we have to realize. We are not satisfied with the way things are. The moment we are satisfied with the way things are, I mean, we are happy. So something comes up, you know, and this is something that we have to observe. Something comes up that makes us dissatisfied, yeah? I mean, we don't get into samadhi, that makes us dissatisfied, or we are hungry, that makes us dissatisfied. All these things, yeah? But we have to look at it, yeah? You understand that? Yeah? Otherwise, you know, nothing will change, yeah? I mean, if you don't start, you know, to get ground, yeah? I mean, think about it just like a war, yeah? I mean, the army of Dhamma, you know, always, you know, tries to get one step forward, yeah? Hmm? To go in the territory of the Kilesas, of Avijja, yeah? I mean, if you don't go forward, you know, we always, they push us backwards, yeah? The Lord Buddha said, you know, if you don't make a step forward, you make two steps backward. So, I mean, we always have to go forward. We have to always go and claim the territory, you know, that used to be ours, yeah? Claim it back to us, yeah? And that, of course, is difficult, yeah? Or we call it difficult, yeah? But actually, it is not that difficult. It's not easy, it's not difficult. It's nothing, yeah? I mean, it's just work, yeah? I mean, we get the mind calm, you know. Whenever the mind goes out, you know, we just pull it back and pull it back, yeah? That is the key, yeah? And we have to understand that, yeah? I mean, then you go back to university, I mean, and this, where are you, New Jersey, huh? Yeah? I mean, there's still COVID and so on, and then you have to go online, you know, learn online, yeah? Learn online and so on. You don't see your friends, yeah? I mean, when we studied at university, I mean, it was fun. It was really fun, you know, I mean, all these, yeah. I was in Cincinnati, you know, at the University of Cincinnati, 40,000 students, and I have so many activities going on. I mean, you had so much free time, you know, or you can choose, you know, this or choose that, yeah. But now they study at home, you're alone in your, yeah. Yeah, and the difficulties stay there, yeah? I mean, and then you don't like this, and then you don't like that, but you have not learned how to cope with these dislikes. Oh? And this is what we can do here. We can learn how to cope with dislikes, yeah? I mean, we just put it in front of us. Okay, there's a dislike, you know, look at it, you know, feel it, yeah? Just like we look at the dukkha vedana, just like we look at painful feelings when we sit in meditation. I mean, we accept it, you know, we wholeheartedly accept it. We breathe in, you know, the painful feelings, you know, and let it go, you know, with encompass the whole body, yeah? And then look at it, you know, how does it really feel? Because we don't know how it feels. We see it, you know, and we push it away. Huh? And the more we push it away, the more difficult it gets, the more stronger it gets, yeah? We never accept it, yeah? So that is the first thing, you know, we first have to accept it. And then, yeah, then we go to the point where there is the painful feeling, and then we investigate it, yeah? And then we ask, where is it, yeah? Is it point-wise, you know, is it area-wise, yeah? Is it constant or is it changing? And if you're quite good, you know, at it, you see, it is constantly, you know, sometimes it gets stronger, then it gets weaker, and we can stay, you know, perfectly fine with this dukkha vedana, yeah? Because it is changing, yeah? And our mind doesn't go away. Yeah? Just like, you know, with the Buddha, it easily goes away, yeah? But with a painful feeling, you know, it doesn't stray off, yeah? It stays there, yeah? So actually, you should invite it to come, you know, more often, especially, you know, if you cannot concentrate, yeah? Okay, let's look at painful feelings, yeah? Because they don't go away so easily. Our breath goes away so easily, and the Buddha goes away, yeah? Yeah, and I mean, reflect about your life, yeah? I mean, what is it that you want to have, you know? At the end of your life, when you, in German we say, when you give up your spoon, that means when you die, what do you want to take with you? Yeah? Have you ever asked yourself that? No? Ask yourself that. What do I want to take with me, you know? What is it, the good or the bad, you know, that I want to take from this life, yeah? People just do things, yeah? I mean, the more, you know, I mean, especially the younger generation, they just do, you know, they just follow, yeah? I mean, they look at Twitter or they look at Facebook, what other people are doing, and then they do the same thing. Never question, what is the value of what I'm doing, yeah? What is the result of my actions? We should look at this. What is the result of my action, yeah? What is it, what I'm doing? Why am I doing it? And what came before I'm doing something? What came before my thoughts? What kind of feeling? Or what came before the memory? What kind of feeling came before? I mean, this is, you know, the daily reflection that I really advise everybody to do, yeah? I mean, you sit in samadhi when you go home, you sit in samadhi until the mind gets a little bit calm or gets very good calm, and then you go through the day. Just what is happening? What is happening with what kind of thought did I wake up in the morning? Yeah? What came then? What did I do then? You know, the actions, you know, the feeling, the action and the thought, yeah? But you don't judge it. Don't judge it. You just look at it, yeah? We want to teach a heart, and that is how we teach a heart. We look at the things, you know, and we look at the results. You know, when I said something, we look at the results that it had, you know, on other people, huh? But we don't judge it. We don't say it's good or bad, because then we're off, yeah? Then we're off the track. And then we go through the day. And if we do that, you know, I mean, when we see this person, I mean, we see what comes before our actions, yeah? What comes before our dislike, yeah? We think, you know, these things are instantaneous, but they are not, yeah? They are just like sugar candy, you know, it blows up, you know, you heat up a pan, you know, and you throw some sugar in it, you know, and you mix it, you know, and then it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, yeah? And that is what is called an emotion, yeah? An emotion is not one of the five khandhas, huh? An emotion is normally a combination, yeah? It's a mix of thought, of feelings and memory. And they go so fast, yeah? Like last time I said, you know, I mean, our computer is very fast, yeah? So it goes so fast that you think in a blink of an eye you have an emotion coming up. No, It starts with the first thought, or it starts with a feeling, or it starts with a memory. You see something and you remember something, and then with the memory comes a feeling, you know, it's attached to a feeling, an unpleasant feeling or a pleasant feeling, yeah? And that triggers a thought, you know, this thought, you know, increases the feeling, and then comes another memory, and that increases the feeling, you know, it builds up very slowly. So, I mean, if you're good, you know, if you're good in samadhi, we can see this, this evolvement of the, of what we call emotion, yeah? Because emotion doesn't belong in the five khandhas. There's feeling, yeah? And the feeling is normally a very short-lived thing, yeah? But emotion, yeah? And then comes even the moods, you know, that is even worse, yeah? Some people, you know, have difficulty with moods. These are prolonged emotions, you know. I mean, always, you know, going back into these emotions, going back, remembering these emotions, and then they become a mood, yeah? But they are all... they're all made up, yeah? And we can stop them instantly, yeah? And that is the idea. When we have a little bit sati, you know, we see, you know, our thought is coming up, and then we replace it with Buddha, and with this moment, you know, the whole process is stopped, yeah? The emotion, you know, the emotion will not go on, yeah? Isn't that fantastic? I mean, we could stop it, yeah, but sometimes, you know, we don't have the sati, we don't see what is going on, and then we just go into into our old habits, yeah. If we stop it for one time, you know, I mean, sooner or later, you know, it starts, it wants to build up again, you know, and then we have to stop it again, and then we have to stop it again, and we have to stop it again, until it doesn't come anymore, yeah. All these things are so helpful for our daily life, yeah? Yeah? Why don't you use the time, you know, to train yourself, you know, and then you can become much more stable, yeah? I mean, see how unstable these people are, you know, especially now all over the world, yeah? But also especially in the States, yeah? I mean, people, you know, going around with guns, you know, and shooting other people, yeah? I mean, that's you know, I mean, they're completely lost, these people, and lots of suicides as well, yeah. I mean, we should at least, you know, we should get in control of what is going on, yeah, because we are responsible for what is going on in our heart, yeah. This is something you have to understand. It's not the other person who is responsible for what is going on in our heart. We always try to blame somebody else, yeah? But it's not this other person. It's happening right here inside our heart, yeah? And if we can accept that is happening here, that I have this problem, yeah? That I react like this, it's not that person, yeah? That person is just the... that person just... well, what is it? The check in the box, you know? I just pushes on that and that check comes out, yeah? That is that person, but the check is still there, yeah? It is in our heart, yeah? And we have to realize it, we have to understand it, yeah? And we have to learn how to deal with it, yeah? So to make the mind very fast, or to make our sati very fast, you know, gets us to see all these things, yeah? How they evolve, yeah? How they step up, yeah? Okay, there's another memory, and then we stop it, and then suddenly, I mean, it's just like a card of house of cards, yeah? I mean, it's just... collapses. And you have to experience it for the first time, you know, to see it, oops, gone. Huh? But if we don't stop it, you know, it goes on and it becomes more and more solid, yeah? It seems to be so solid that we have to, you know, when it is anger, yeah, that we have to let it out. When it is greed, we have to go and get something, yeah? But we actually can stop it in the beginning, yeah? And that is the training of meditation, yeah. To see, to understand what is going on, yeah. To understand the machine, you know. I mean, if you're interested, you know, you're learning economics, yeah. I mean, for economics, you have to understand certain things, yeah. How they work together, don't you? And that is the same thing. How is this machine that we call, you know, I mean, we call I, me, mine, you know, or self, yeah? How is this machine working, yeah? Is it, you know, is it automatic? Then we're just robots, yeah? And then forget it, yeah? Then there's no way out, yeah? But we are not robots. Soon, sometimes in our life, we wake up from our sleep, you know, and say, what is going on? And then the next moment, you know, we fall asleep again, yeah? But this wake moment, is it, realize it, you know, I mean, something, you know, it's not me that is doing all these things. There's something, a power inside that constantly uses us, yeah? We are the slaves of this, yeah? We are the slaves of avijja, and we have to realize it, yeah? And we have to claim back our territory, yeah? We have to fight avijja. And the Lord Buddha said one thing, yeah? I mean, to fight oneself is more difficult to, as a single soldier fighting a whole army. Huh? To fight self, you know, that what we believe is self, yeah? Is more difficult, yeah, than being a soldier, a trained good soldier, you know, fighting a whole army on its own, yeah? So you understand, you know, I mean, this self is so impregnated into our, you know, into our existence that we believe it is, yeah? And that's what we have to undermine, slowly undermine, yeah? Not undermine it like, you know, I mean, we believe it, yeah, or believe this or believe that. That is not undermining, yeah? That is just feeding self, yeah? Because who is believing? Me is believing, yeah? That reminds me of a German, you know, it's a German joke, yeah? So somebody wanted to test, you know, the response of an engineer, a physicist, and mathematician, yeah? So they gave him they gave each one, you know, they locked him in a room with a table and a chair, yeah? And put a nice can of food in front of them, but unopened, yeah? And then they locked them all, you know, in different rooms, yeah? Locked them for 24 hours, yeah? And after 24 hours, they opened the door. So they opened the door of the engineer. There were no tools in the room, so, but he opened the can, you know, he was satisfied because he was full, yeah? Then they went to the room of the physicist, yeah? The same thing, you know, somehow he opened it, yeah? He was satisfied, has eaten everything, you know, so I mean, he was happy. Yeah? Then they opened the room of the mathematician, and then they saw the can, unopened, but he was smiling. Why didn't you open? I defined it open. You understand? I defined it open. Yeah? And that is the problem that a lot of people have. We define something. For instance, we define, oh, yes, that is non-self, you know, so what is the problem? Or some people define, oh, okay, they read the suttas, they are very good at studying. Oh, I'm already, you know, oh, Sotapanna doesn't do this, doesn't do that. Oh, I'm Sotapanna. So they define themselves as a Sotapanna. Or Sakadagami, or Arahant, yeah? But that is just a definition, yeah? And it is not the real thing, yeah? Just like, you know, that's why I brought up this, you know, this example, yeah? Just like with mathematicians, you know, he hasn't eaten. And he will get hungry, you know, if you let him for another 30 days, you know, yeah? Sooner or later he will try to open it up, yeah? Yeah? I mean, he just defines it open. Or we just define ourselves, you know, not self or being self, you know? It doesn't really matter, yeah? I mean, the Lord Buddha didn't say, you know, I mean, we should use it as a tool to whatever happens to us, to call it, you know, this is not me, this is not mine, because there's somebody observing this. Yeah? That's how we can deal with non-self, yeah? But to undermine the power of the kilesas, we have to go the path, you know, that the Lord Buddha described to us, yeah? And that is the path of sila, samadhi, and panya, yeah? And samadhi is the first thing. And panya is that what undermines the kilesas, yeah? Panya, the developing of wisdom, yeah? And we start, you know, the developing of wisdom with investigation of pain, yeah? What is pain, yeah? First feel it, and then ask the question, where is the pain, yeah? Is it in the bones? Is it in the skin? Is it in the tendons? Is it in the muscle? And don't believe any answer that comes up. Yeah? Oh, yes, it is in the muscle. I said, not comfortable. Yeah, when you watch a movie or when you fly back to US, you know, I mean, you sit in this cramped chair for 24 hours. But you know, I mean, you don't feel this pain. Why not? Huh? Why do you feel it only when you meditate? So where is it actually? Where is this pain coming from? And that's what we investigate. What is pain? You know, where is it? You know. Because, you know, I cannot be there. You know, I mean, I have my skin, you know, it's not always in pain. I have my muscles, it's not always in pain, yeah? And I have this, you know, since birth, you know, you have to be smart. You have to counteract the kilesas who come up with all these answers. Oh, yes, I sit not comfortable, yeah? Just sit next time, you know, just sit in the same position and watch a movie and you don't notice anything, yeah? And that's where the kilesas trick us. That's why we have to undermine the power of the kilesas. That's why we have to go and investigate it. And if you go really deep down and you can't find the pain there, then what it does, you know, it switches to another location. I mean, before it switches, you know, it was so excruciating you couldn't really, you really couldn't, you know, face up to it, yeah. But you still, you know, kept your investigation on this point, yeah? And then suddenly it switches because you were very close to seeing that there actually is no pain there, yeah? And then you see it, you know, it switches to the other knee or to the back or to this or to that, yeah? And there's no more pain in here. So, I mean, this is the magic of pain, yeah? It is not real. But we believe it's real and that it is real for us. And that's why we have to follow the pain until it really shows us where it's coming from. Yeah? But when we do it in the beginning, investigation of pain, you know, I mean, the moment we concentrate on the pain, in the beginning, you know, mostly it's gone. Yeah, it just disappeared. Yeah? It doesn't want to show us. Yeah? The kilesas don't want to show us their tricks, yeah? How they fool us, yeah? How they deceive us constantly. And that's why we have to go deep inside. Yeah? If we can investigate pain, I mean, this is a sharpening stone of our wisdom, yeah? And that's the first thing that we do investigating. And then we start to investigate the body, yeah? I mean, first of all, you know, we investigate the hair. The hair of the head, the hair of the body, you know, the teeth, the nails, you know, and the skin, yeah? These are the outside things, we can see it, yeah? The skin, you know, I mean, the skin, when it comes off, you know, I mean, as long as it is on our body, we find it, it's nice, yeah, beautiful, nice, yeah, and so the moment, you know, it drops to the floor or it drops to the table, yeah, I mean, we find it disgusting. The same with the nails. We clip our nails, yeah, and we find it disgusting. We wash our hair that we so much love, you know, and then it goes into the drainage, you know, and together with the soap, and we don't even want to touch it anymore. How often do you touch your hair, you know, during the day? Very often, yeah? And you like it, yeah? I mean, when it gets greasy and then you wash it, you know? But you don't want to, anything that falls off this body, we don't want to see, we don't want to touch. Because we find it disgusting. Why is it? This is the investigation what we do, yeah? Why is something that goes into the body, yeah? Pleasant and delicious, and whatever comes out of the body is disgusting. Does it mean that this body turns everything, you know, it's a factory that turns everything that is beautiful and nice into something that is disgusting? So why do we have this factory? What do we love about this factory? Yeah? What we call body. Yeah? This is the investigation that we should do. Yeah? In the beginning, you know, do it outside. Yeah? And then start to do the inside, yeah? I mean, I know there are quite a few people, you know, when the nurse, you know, is drawing their blood, you know, they can't see it, they fall, you know, unconscious, yeah? This is really nothing, you know, when you open it up, you know, when you put a knife, you know, open it up and tear away, you know, the skin, you know, and what do you see, you know? It's just like looking in a mirror, what do you see, yeah? I mean, everything, you know, everything that is disgusting is hidden under a nice, thin tissue. It's called skin. The moment you take off the skin, yeah? I mean, if you have a girlfriend at home, you know, I mean, take off her skin and you don't want to touch her. Huh? You don't want anything to do with it, yeah? And then you see, you know, if you take off the skin, you don't even see old people or young people, yeah? Or what you see is the same thing. It's flesh, you know, it's pus, it's blood, you know, it's all these things, yeah? So, I mean, the skin is the big deceiver, yeah? So we have to go under the skin, you know, to see, yeah? I mean, and we don't want to see it, yeah? I mean, the medical profession, yeah? I mean, some of these doctors, you know, who operate a lot, yeah? I mean, they used to operate, you know, not putting a green blanket over the thing. I mean, they just opened up the body, you know, and repaired, you know, just like repairing a car, yeah? I mean, they look, you know, where is it loose, you know? I mean, okay, screw it on. Yeah, where this is not working, or take it out and replace it with another thing, yeah? Putting in a shunt, you know, I mean, because it is, you know, clogged, you know, and so on, yeah? I mean, they see this body as a machine, yeah? Why do we love this body so much, right? So what is it that the body gives us, yeah? And then we have to investigate also this, yeah? I mean, the sights, you know, without a body we can see, yeah? Without a body we can hear, huh? Without a body, you know, we can think, yeah? So, I mean, this body just gives us the ability to do, yeah, creations like this, yeah? I mean, we can create the World Tower or whatever, you know, this beautiful bridge, you know, the Golden Gate Bridge and so on. Yeah, we can create a lot of things, yeah? This is what the body gives us. It's a mechanical tool, just like a like a bulldozer or things like that, yeah? I mean, you operate it, you learn how to operate it, yeah? And then you can use it to do wonderful things, yeah? Or you can also do evil things, yeah? You can destroy somebody's home, yeah? Or you can, you can to make a ground, you know, for somebody to build his home on, yeah? To level the field, yeah? And so on, you know? I mean, this is a tool, yeah? And that's what we have to investigate and understand, that this is just a tool, yeah? And why do we love this tool? You know, because all our affection, all our greed and all our hate, you know, comes, you know, in conjunction with this body, yeah? If we have understood the body, if we have investigated this body to the fullest, yeah, and understand, then we don't want it anymore, because we have understood it completely, then greed and hate are gone, yeah? That is the way how to overcome greed and hate, to see, to understand, yeah, the nature of the body, yeah? There's another thing, you know, if you don't want to dive directly into the body, you know, I mean, look at the life, you know. How long did you have to train this body, you know, to be able to use it completely? 18 years, huh? Now look at a video, you know, of a training a robot, you know, to make a single task, yeah? It takes 6 months, you know, huh? Sometimes 3 months or 6 months, you know, if it is a very complicated task, you know, in these factories, yeah? I mean, I'm sure that there are some videos of programming, you know, robots, you know, on YouTube, yeah? I mean, look at it, yeah? And that's how we program. Remember, go back in time. Go back, you know, every year, you know, okay, what did I do last year? You know, I mean, what were the main points, you know, of last year? Yeah, what were the good, you know, good things that I experienced, or the bad things that I experienced? Just look at them, yeah. And then what happened the year before? What happened the year before? Yeah, until you come to the training of the body, until you come to learning to walk, yeah, or learning to talk, yeah, learning to talk first, yeah, huh? And see how difficult it was. Huh? I mean, it took us a year to learn to talk, huh? There are a lot of muscles there, you know, and there's a lot of, you know, when just walking, you know, I mean, how long does it take you to train walking, yeah? Huh? And we put all this effort in this body, you know, because we want to get something out of it, or we think it is great, yeah? But when we do the investigation, we see it is not that great, yeah? I mean, what is the purpose of this, yeah? And then go back, you know, I mean, if you said it's good, you know, go back, you know, go back to your training of talking, you know, go back, you know, or go back first to the school years, you know, to the primary school, you know, the first 4 years, you know, in primary school, or 6 years, I don't know what it is now. And see, you know, I mean, and see also the dukkha, see the dukkha, and see the sukha, you know, see all these things, yeah? Because the moment, the next life, when you're born again, you have to go through the same things, yeah? And we have gone millions of times through this. Always training this body, you know, huh? And then next time, if we don't find the way out, next time we have to do it again. And then we have to do it again. And then we have to do it again. And then we have to learn a profession. Then we have to learn this. Because all things, you know, I mean, it's just like all things disappear, you know. They are anicca, they are impermanent. Yeah? I mean, even the houses, you know, that we built 100 years ago, you know, they just disappeared, you know, fall apart. Yeah? The cars, you know, now fall apart after 10, after 5 or 6 years. Yeah, they just fall apart. Yeah. When you put them on the junkyard after 20 years, you don't see anything anymore. Yeah? Gone. And we put so much work into this, yeah? But it's gone, yeah? And this education of the body is the same thing. We put so much work into it, you know, and then the moment we die, it's all gone. Yeah? The only thing that we can take with us is the merit that we've done and the evil and the demerit that we have done. This we take with us, yeah? And some certain skills, you know, I mean, meditation skills. If you learned meditation, yeah, skills, you know, I mean, we can take with us, yeah. This kind of character we take with us, yeah. And that's it, yeah. And you go on, and you go on, yeah. But you can go, you know, go back, you know, see, you know, how we trained, yeah. I mean, when there's a baby born, you know, what does it do? The first thing, you know, I mean, it moves its fingers, it moves its arm, you know, then it moves its leg. I mean, it learns how to use it. And it is not different, you know, from how you train a robot. Huh? Have a look, yeah. Really have a look, yeah? And then go back, you know, go back in time when you were 1 year old or 2 years old and learn how to walk, yeah? It's not different. And you get up, you know, you fall over. You get up, you fall over. You get up, you fall over. Until you can stand a little bit, you know, and then you're shaky. But, I mean, who trains this body? You know, the body is just a body. It's just a machine, yeah? It's a biological, you know. I call it biological robot, you know, that we train, yeah? The chitta that goes into this biological robot needs to train this, yeah? Otherwise it is useless, yeah? This is something that we have to understand. And if you're good, you know, I mean, you can go to birth, you know? To the moment of birth, you know, and then go beyond, you know what, yeah? Some people can do it, you know, they can go to the time of birth and then they go back, you know, into their previous life, yeah? It's not up to them, yeah? And then you see, you know, what brought you into this life, yeah? With what kind of anticipation did you come into this life, yeah? What did you want it to do, yeah? And some people realize it very quickly, you know. I mean, they're ordained with 20 years and say, ah, yes, that was my anticipation of this life because I wanted to train, yeah. I myself, it took the 30 years, you know, before I realized, hey, something is wrong. I didn't want to go this way, yeah. So that is the way, yeah. I mean, you and this is very useful. These are all investigations. You can already start to do that, you know. If your samadhi is good, you know, do it 2 or 3 hours a day, yeah. Do whatever you like, because you have to like it, yeah? The investigation. Yeah? You have to be interested, yeah? I mean, you have to be interested, you know, to following up, to go back, you know, into your life, you know? Go back by 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, you know, until you're born, yeah? Or you have to understand, you have to be interested, you know? Why is the hair, you know, as long as it is on the head, you know, beautiful, you're nice, yeah? I mean, it feels nice, you know? But why is it when it is down in the drain, you know, why don't I want to touch it, yeah? And the food that comes into, yeah? I mean, think about the food, yeah? The food that goes into the mouth, ah, it's delicious, yeah? I mean, you don't even swallow it, you know, and you spit it out in your hand, and you look at it, and you don't want to eat it. Huh? And if it goes already in the stomach, and you throw it up, you know, it's still food, you know? I mean, the body doesn't mind. It can digest it, you know, it's just like a chemical factory. You put something in, you know, and it tries to make something, you know, it changes the characteristics, you know, I mean, it produces a lot of chemicals, yeah? To get strength, yeah? We have to get away from the myth of this body, that this body is something, you know, I mean, something so great, yeah? Yes, it is a nice tool. Just like our computer is a nice tool. But it's a tool. It's not me, it's not mine, it's not myself. You know, we use it, yeah? And we train, you know, how long you train, you know, to use a computer nowadays? Yeah? I mean, you start already in primary school. When I was in primary school, there were no computers. I mean, I remember the first PC coming out, you know, when I was in Cincinnati University, yeah? The first semester or the first trimester, yeah? Then IBM announces PC, you know, personal computer, yeah? But you had to train it, yeah? And we were still on these big, big, big machines, yeah? Everything that you want to do, you know, you have to train, yeah? And just like we train this body, yeah? But what is the purpose of our training? That is what we have to ask. And, you know, if you go back in your life, how much happiness does this body give you? Huh? How much? Huh? If you're dissatisfied, so, for instance, if you're hungry, yeah, then you eat something, you find eating is wonderful. But the moment you're full, you don't want to eat anything anymore. We only eat, you know, I mean, we only eat the unpleasant feeling until the unpleasant feeling is gone. Yeah, that is the body. And until the unpleasant feeling is gone, we eat or we drink until the unpleasant feeling is gone. Or we sleep until the unpleasant feeling is gone. Yeah. But if there's no unpleasant feeling, we don't want to eat or we don't want to sleep. Yeah? If we are not tired, we don't want to sleep. If we are not hungry, we don't want to eat. Yeah. And if we are not thirsty, we don't want to drink. Yeah. And if our stomach is not full, we don't want to go to toilet, yeah? We don't want to shit, yeah? This is all the body gives us, yeah? And when you remember, you know, I mean, when you remember, lots of people come to Thailand, you know, I mean, in the winter, you know, I mean, they go bathing at the Gulf of Thailand, you know, I mean, the water is quite warm, you know, and the sun is always shining, yeah? So they go, you know, they lie on this beach, yeah? I mean, you probably know it, you know, New Jersey is not that hot, yeah? But you probably go to Florida, you know, and lie on the beach, you know, until you can't stand the heat anymore. Then you go into the water until you can't stand the cold anymore, yeah? And then you go and lie on beach again, you know, heat yourself up, and then you cool yourself down, and at the end of the day you say, this was a fantastic day. That is what the body gives us, you know, the difference between the unpleasantness and the pleasantness, yeah? I mean, the removal of the unpleasantness. That is what the body gives us, yeah? And that's what we call, you know, that's why we want this body, huh? Ah. This is what you have to investigate. Eh? Think about it. All these things. Eh? We not only, you know, this is a very good example, because lots of, especially Westerners, the Thais, when they see the sun, they go into the shade. And they think, you know, these Farangs, you know, they are really crazy. They lie out, you know, in the heat. But we do the same things, you know, with thoughts. We heat ourselves up, you know, for instance, wanting, yeah? We heat ourselves up by repeating the thought and thought and thought until we can't stand the thought anymore and we need to grab hold of it, yeah? Whatever we desire. And the same thing is with hate. You know, we create all these thoughts about hate, you know, about the dislike, until we can't stand it anymore, and then we have to get rid of it, you know, and the next person we see, you know, we just let it out. And then of course we feel great when we let it out, yeah? Of course we feel great when we give in to the greed, because the greed that moment is gone, yeah? But it comes again, yeah? And if we don't see, you know, the mechanism that is behind this greed, you know, until we can't let go of it, or the hate that we can't let go of it, if we could stop it at any time, you know, we just have to dismantle the thought process, you know, the thought and memory process that leads to this, yeah? And then suddenly we don't want it anymore. Or we don't dislike it anymore. That's a thing that you have to learn, yeah? And you always have to remind yourself, in the beginning, you have to remind yourself to use these tools. Yeah? Okay. I guess that's enough for today, yeah? Also, I mean, if you have any questions. Let the people first... Okay. Yeah, but I wouldn't do it in the beginning. Because the sixth sense spaces, you know, I mean, are pretty, you know, the things that we like about this body. We want to see these things, we want to hear, you know. I mean, we want to hear the music, or we want to hear nice, you know. Women like to hear, you know, the deep voice of a male, you know, and a male wants to hear the nice and soft voice of a woman, you know, they love it, yeah? When we go into this, you know, we get confused, yeah? I mean, this is the last thing, you know, when the body investigation is really down to towards the end, you know, then we go into the sense basis, yeah? But that is why we want this body, because of the sense basis, because we think, yeah? I mean, because we believe we can't think, you know, outside of this body. And just leave this body, go anywhere, and you still can think, you still can see, you still can hear, yeah? Yeah? It's a different kind of seeing, it's a different kind of hearing, it's a different kind of sensing. We still have feelings, yeah? When we leave this body, you know, and go out of this body, yeah? Look around, you know? And we are especially fast, we don't need a car, we don't need an airplane to go anywhere. Yeah? We just need our mind, yeah, to go. But we are stuck in this body, you know? Huh? I mean, we are stuck in this body, you know, like you, yeah? I mean, when you're born in a car, yeah? When you never get out of the car, and when you die in the car, of course you believe that you are the car. Huh? How can you not believe you are the car? Huh? But the Lord Buddha came and knocked at our window and said, get out, get out. Have a look, you know, it's not you, yeah. This car is a nice thing, you know, but you, yeah. You're imprisoned in this car, you know, get out, you know, get free, yeah. But lots of people don't understand that. Okay, so your question answered, or? So any more questions? Yeah?
So, with samadhi, samatha meditation, as you described many times, it happens that you open the door and then you close it, you open it and you close it.
Yeah.
Is this something that we should expect in the beginning? Or is it something that...
Don't expect anything. The less we expect, the deeper we can go, yeah? That is another problem. You know, we read so much about this, this is going to happen, this... Then we go look forward, yeah? To this happening. And then we imagine it is happening. Yeah? And then then after we imagine it is happening, we believe it is happening. Yeah? That reminds me of myself. You know, I mean, we do all sorts of things. We get deceived by the kilesas all the time. Yeah? So I was going on Tudong, you know, and normally when I came back from Tudong, I went to see my master, Lungta Mahabo, you know, and told him about all these fantastic things, yeah, that I've seen, that I experienced, you know. He didn't want to hear it, yeah. I mean, before when I told him something, you know, I mean, he listened very intensely, you know, I mean, and corrected me, you know, because I was on the wrong path. But that time, you know, where I experienced all these wonderful things, you know, and I thought, oh, I'm so far away, you know, I'm so close to, you know, so close to the goal. And then, you know, and then I went back, you know, and I said, I mean, 4 months, the kilesas completely drove you nuts. They made you believe anything, yeah? And that moment, you know, the kilesas, you know, boop, gone away, you know. I mean, they completely vanished, yeah. After I realized, you know, I have been deceived by the kilesas for such a long time, yeah. And you know, that was just the right attitude of Lungta Mahapur. He didn't say, no, what you do is wrong. This would have triggered my mind, yeah. I mean, the gesture that he did, you know, was perfect, you know, because that was just, you know, it was all the outpour of the kilesas, yeah. And realizing this, you know, the kilesas, you know, went away, you know, for a few days, yeah. I didn't see them. Oh, wonderful, yeah. I mean, suddenly, you know, it is very different, you know, if there nobody, you know, pounding constantly, knocking on your door, you know, I want in, I want in, I want in, yeah. So they are gone. But they came back, you know, and then you notice the difference, you know. Okay? Don't expect anything. What other people experience is their experience, yeah? You want to be fresh, yeah? You don't want to have stale bread, you know, or old bread, you know. I mean, it's not tasty, yeah? I mean, what is freshly baked right in front of you, you look at it, you know, and that is your experience, yeah? You don't want to match other people's experience. That's where the Westerners go. I mean, they read the suttas, they read about the jhanas, yeah? I mean, hardly anybody of us can go into the jhanas, yeah? It's very difficult, yeah? So they read about the jhanas, and then they look for these experiences, and they think, and just like I said, you know, oh, yes, I experienced it, yeah? No, you haven't. So just be fresh, yeah? I mean, don't expect anything. The less you expect, the better your meditation is, yeah? Okay? Any more questions? Shaolin? Huh? You're doing okay? Your daughter doing okay?
It would be okay if there's no kilesas.
Yeah, I mean, for this you have to fight a little bit. Huh? You have to say, you know, I mean, what I want to, you know, what I want to do is stay with the Buddha all day long, yeah? And whatever comes in, you know, is the kilesas, yeah? They try to, you know, nag at you all the time, yeah? It's like a friend, you know. I mean, as a mother, you know, yeah. I mean, if the child is like, it's constantly, you know, it's constantly pulling your skirt, you know, I want this, I want this, I'm not satisfied with this, I'm not satisfied. And that's the kilesas, yeah. You're constantly dissatisfied with this or that, yeah. Constantly necking at the door, yeah. Yeah? But you as a mother, you should also know, yeah? I mean, if you go shop with your little child, you know, and it wants this chocolate or this or that, yeah? I mean, it will cry if it doesn't get it, you know, but sooner or later it will stop crying, yeah? Because you're hard, you're tough, yeah, on the child, yeah? He said, no, that's not for you, yeah? And that's the same thing with the kilesas, they will stop nagging, yeah? But if you give in, yeah? I mean, you give him the little finger, they take the whole hand, yeah? It's always the same. Okay? So now you can ask the questions.
Why is it like the people who hurt us are more in our mind than people who love us?
They have to investigate that for themselves, yeah? Normally, you know, if somebody hurts you, you know, I mean, you feel some sort of grudge against them, yeah? And that grudge, you know, keeps going, yeah? I mean, look, I mean, people who have been in a relationship, you know, I mean, the other partner always asks, do you love me, do you love me, do you love me? Because they can't feel it. But the hurt, they feel it, you know, it's constantly, it's a memory that constantly reminds them. But love, they can't feel, yeah? So that's why they constantly need to ask, do you love me? Do you love me? Huh? Yeah? Are you still loving me? Huh? Who doesn't know that?
While watching the pain, it is difficult to observe it. Somehow in this worldly realm, it is easy to divert it, but still it is inside us constantly nagging. How do we get rid of this wanting and not wanting?
Sila samadhi panya. I just explained it, you know, actually, you know, I mean, the desire, yeah, I mean, the wanting and the dislike, you know, comes with the body. So we have to do the investigation of the body to undermine, you know, to undermine the seating place of the kilesas, yeah. If we undermine the seating place of the kilesas, the more, you know, the more we investigate the body, the less becomes our greed and the less becomes our hate. Because it is always covered with the body. Yeah? In one way or the other, it is always covered with the body, yeah? Or with the senses, yeah? And that comes with the body, yeah? So the only way, you know, to get rid of is investigation of the body, yeah?
Instead of doing daily reflection in the evening, it is possible to do the reflection every moment?
No. I mean, if you can't, you know, if you want to do it twice a day, you know, that is fine. But every moment, yeah? I mean, what can you reflect on, yeah? I mean, having sati knows already, you know, what you're doing and why you're doing it, yeah? I mean, if he wants to know if he has to train sati or every moment, yes. The reflection we should do, you know, I mean, the moment we don't have sati to see these moments, yeah? Because if we have sati, we know things going on, yeah? We know what is going on, what is driving us, yeah? And so on, yeah? So we should have sati every moment, yeah? But that is pretty much impossible for most of the people, yeah? This is the kind, you know, that is, but that, I don't call it recollection, you know, The recollection is really going through the day and seeing how things evolve. Because we want to understand, you know. I mean, if you get up, you know, with a strange dream or, you know, a fearful dream, yeah. I mean, this will color your day. And then you see how it colors your day, yeah. When you go into reflection, yeah. I mean, sometimes, you know, I mean, the person says the same thing to you. One day you take it, you know, I mean, no problem, yeah. And the next day you get really angry. So, I mean, what makes us, you know, one day angry, yeah, when somebody says something, yeah, and when he says the other time, says the same thing, you know, and we don't care. So what is happening? What is shaping our daily? And that is what we do in the recollection, yeah, to see how the thoughts and the memories and the feelings, you know, are all, you know, all built up, the potential of to reaction, yeah? I mean, sometimes it can be okay, sometimes it can be bad, yeah? But we have to see it, we have to understand it. And there's nothing that we can learn about it, yeah? The only way is to observe it, yeah? Not even analyze it. We don't want to analyze it, yeah? We just want to see it, we really want to see what came before that, until we find the stone, you know, that causes the wave in the lake, yeah? I mean, we only see the waves, you know, I mean, the waves, you know, that are created, yeah? But we don't see the stone that has fallen into the sea, that has fallen into the lake, that created these things, yeah? We only react towards the things that we see, yeah? Understood? That's it? Yeah.
When in meditation and the thoughts just keep coming and coming and you're machine gunning them down, when is it worth to put the gun down and check out who you just killed? You know, which
no,
gun?
Don't.
No.
No, don't. keep gunning it down, you know, because then there are fewer people. And these fewer people, you know, are not hit by your gun. Yeah. And they come with different methods, and you see, you know, in the beginning, you know, they just, you know, just disappear instantly. There are thoughts that instantly disappear if you don't pay any attention to it. But then, you know, there are thoughts, you know, that drag our attention, and you have to deal, yeah, I mean, you can't kill them, with, you know, they have bulletproof vests. So, I mean, you don't take your gun down, you know, until, you know, they come forward, you know, and you will see them, and then you have to deal with them differently. Okay. I liked it, you know. I was sitting for days on. Until they came, you know, until the smart ones came who could evade my gun, you know. And they tricked me and they deceived me until it took days, you know, until I realized how they deceived me, you know, and how I can counteract that, yeah. So, I mean, you need a lot of wisdom. You need to build up a lot of wisdom, yeah. But you cannot build up wisdom if you don't investigate, you know, if you don't see, if you don't observe how they deceive you, yeah. It's not a problem that we get deceived. We get deceived all the time, yeah. But to be true to ourselves and say, okay, I have been deceived. You have defeated me. Okay, here's my white flag. For the moment I retreat, yeah. But I put on my running shoes and run again, yeah. That is being true to oneself, yeah. If one says, oh, it doesn't matter, yeah. No, this is not leading to wisdom, yeah. We have to see defeat, we have to see deceit, you know, how they deceived us, how they deceived us, yeah, how they made us stop. We have to see this and to realize it and tell ourselves, okay, I've been defeated. That's fine. Everybody gets defeated, yeah? Yeah. We have to learn how he does it, yeah? That's why Lungta Mahabua used the nice simile of you know, a boxing ring, yeah? He said, there's a boxing ring. You, as an untrained meditator, yeah, goes in the boxing ring. You have a problem. This is the champion. The champion of the world, yeah? So, I mean, you go in the ring and, you know, the first thing is you're knocked out, yeah? So, I mean, you get, you know, after you wake up, you go in again, yeah? And he knocks you out again. And then you go in again. And he knocks you out again. But over the time, you will see how he moves, yeah? How he blows, yeah? How he makes his blows, yeah? And then you can, the first time you can duck, you know? And then you can stay in the ring a little bit longer, you know? And then you see his moves, you know? And this is, you know, what I call, you know? That is through observing, yeah? Nobody can teach you that. That is through observing. We observe how he makes the blows, yeah? How he knocks us out, yeah? And we're observing, and then we duck, you know? And then we can give him a blow. And then he's knocked out for a while, yeah? Maybe only for a few minutes, maybe only for a few hours, yeah? But that is how we, yeah? That is meditation. That is the training of meditation, yeah? Okay? So, it's already long, yeah? Then we stop, yeah? If there are no more questions, then we stop, yeah? Yeah. Happy meditation, yeah? So you go back to Konkan or? Udon.